Chapter 7. Get back in the game. Get back in the game. Do it even when you don't feel like doing it, and do it over and over again until you feel motivated to do it. Just do it. Just do it. Nike said it best, baby. You have to do it even when you don't feel like doing it. You are a person who makes things happen. And starting today, you are back in the game, baby. You're back in the game of life. Back in the game of being your best. Charles Swindoll once said, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you choose to respond to it. Powerful. You have to learn over the last few chapters how to create the winning mindset so that you can be your best and ultimately be fit for duty and, most importantly, fit for life. Now it is time to just do it. One of the greatest coaches and motivational speakers of all times, Tony Robbins, said it like this: nothing in life has meaning except the meaning you choose to give it. Let me repeat that, because that's powerful. Nothing in life has meaning except the meaning you choose to give it. Man, that's powerful. Think about that for a second. With everything that goes on in life, the ups and the downs, the only meaning anything will ever have is the meaning you choose to give it. Your health, your happiness, your marriage, your job, what you get out of it all comes down to the meaning that you choose to give it. Many of us have been defeated in these areas. So now they really mean little to nothing to us. And because of this, many of us are not even in the game. No matter the failures and setbacks that you've experienced, it's not too late. Today is your day to get back in the game. Today is your day to commit to get back in the game, baby. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, professionally, and in your marriage and your relationships. You are in control. And starting today, you will only focus on what you can control. Focusing on the things beyond your control just steals your emotional space and drains you, pulling you out of the game. Fit for Life is about maximizing your God-given talent on this earth and living the abundant life, a life of joy and happiness so that you can win and then help others win in life. That's what life's about. I get it. Some of you have been through hell and you aren't even on the sidelines anymore. Man, you're in the locker room or even just watching the game on the big screen on Sunday. Man, the reality is some of you are just moments away from your breakthrough and are ready to come back out in the second half and start to dominate in the most important game you'll ever play, your life. Others of you need to make the decision right now to put that uniform back on, baby. Get it out of the closet, the one with your name on the back. Take pride in who you are. Lace them up and get back on the field of life. This is the most important game you'll ever play in. And you have fans, you have teammates, and you have a crowd of people cheering you on who love you, who need you, and want to see you win. Thomas Paine once said, the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Think about that. Today you will get back in the game. Today you will come out for the second half stronger. Today you will make the decision to fight until you are fit for life. Here are your three R's to get back in the game. Number one, recognize. What needs to be improved? What areas do you need to make adjustments in? Just like a successful team, at halftime, you must evaluate the first half and be truthful about what needs to be changed. The first key to change anything in life is to recognize what is wrong and what needs to be improved upon. Number two, refocus. Take some time right now to refocus. Refocus on the goal and the dream and the end of the game. Refocus on what needs to be done right now to win. Remind yourself of your what, your why, and remind yourself of who you are. Recognize, refocus, and the last R, reign. Man, growing up, I loved rap music. And rappers have this saying, make it rain. Make it rain to me means I am willing to do whatever needs to be done to win. Make it rain. What are you willing to do to win? To be your best, to be fit for life. Now is your time to make it rain, baby. Today, to be fit for duty and fit for life, you will choose to get back in the game. Recognize, refocus, and make it rain. Today's take action. I want you to ask yourself some powerful questions. Question number one, in what areas of my life have I been out of the game? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in your relationships, financially, professionally? In what areas of my life have I been out of the game? Question number two, what meaning will I choose to give to the things that happen to me in life? Number three, how will I refocus next time when I feel like I am out of the game or being pulled out of the game? Today's winning confession. I am back in the game. Today, I will choose to just do it. I am not moved by what happens to me in life. I choose to be in control of my life and how I respond. Nothing in life has meaning except the meaning I choose to give it. I choose to recognize what needs to change in my life starting today. I choose to refocus on what matters most to me in life starting today. I choose to make it rain and just do it starting today. I am a winner. I am a hero. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life.